where she's at, they had to go, you know, get, take snowcat to get over there so they could get through. Otherwise, they'd had a good hike through a bunch of snow. But we'd fed the cows away from her last night so we could try to keep them all together, hoping that they would not go into the whole bunch at once. And of course, that didn't work. So they scattered cows all over the place. We've been, well, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning trying to get cows moved that had gotten out. And they're pretty wound up. I couldn't get them to go back to the pasture that they, where the wolves have been coming into. And, so we went out and once it started to get daylight, we could see that there was a dead one over there. And we went over there and started checking other ones because they were all spread out in small groups and, some of them a long way from where they were supposed to be. So we just got them back up where they're supposed to be and we'll probably move them out of that pasture. Because I'm going to leave that cow there that they killed. The one yesterday, we had to put her down and we, hauled her out because everybody that's, you know, an expert, says that if you leave that one in there, that'll just attract them back, which, I mean, wolves aren't that stupid. They know where the heck the cows are. And all we did was make it so they went and had to kill another one to find a meal. So,
what are you going to do next?
I don't know. We're moving all the cows out of that pasture. I'm going to leave that cow where they killed it for right now. We're going to put everything over in where they killed the calf, which is going to create other problems, but at least if we can just get them to stop killing things. CPW is supposedly going to try to get some flagging to bring in here, but I don't think they have any, and I don't know if they can get it. So, and I don't even know if that'll work. That usually only works for, you know, a few weeks.
What is that?
So it's just like a rope with flags like you'd see it maybe over a dealership or something, you know, a carnival or something, you know. So if the wind blows, it's supposed to, you know, flutter in the wind and that's going to scare them away. I mean, it might for a little while, but they get used to it, so it's not a fix. And I don't have a little 40-acre pasture. I mean, it's going to take a lot of that stuff to keep them out of this area. So I don't know how much we'll be able to get, if we'll be able to get any. You don't usually see them in the daylight. And so when I do see them, closest I've ever been is 300 yards. So any of the stuff they have to shoot rubber at them, I don't even think it'll go that far, let alone be accurate at that far. So that's most of the things that they have given us are not really useful. I can chase them, but in the dark, I don't usually know where they're at. So
what is the cost for you?
Well, so hopefully they reimburse us for the cows. I know that they're going to, so far they kill registered cows instead of just commercial cows. So it's expensive. And if we get reimbursed for the cow, then other than the fact that we actually have the cows because we count on them having a calf every year that we sell. So, I don't know. it's frustrating. So,
did this happen overnight?
Yeah. Yep. We had a game camera, and the cows, a bunch of the cows that were in that pasture came out of it really late at night. And my son, it goes to his phone over in Milner, and he tried to call my wife, but she turned her phone off because we'd been up so much that she was pretty tired and she didn't want anybody calling her. And I'd left mine on, but he sent me a text and I didn't hear it until I woke up, I don't know, like 3 o'clock or something, and saw it. And so then I went out and tried to move the cows back to where they belonged, and they absolutely would not go back there. And so I did that for a while and decided that was a waste of time. And I didn't know that they were here then. It wasn't till went back out, oh, like 6 o'clock or something. It was starting to get a little lighter out, and that's when I saw something out in the field that shouldn't have been there. So I knew they'd probably killed one out there. So